This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
If you are that offended by everything in life, this isn't the radio show for you. There's plenty more to choose from, because this one will drive you absolutely batty, drive you crazy.
Here's John Kincaid.
And a welcome to you. It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, let me assure you, Rocket can. We appreciate you being a part of the show. It's the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. On the day after Independence Day, which also is the 5th of July, we got into it earlier on in the show. I'll revisit it quickly. I guess it was quite... Anthony, I'd say it was sort of popular that from earlier on in the show today, just from the feedback. I would say 80-20, sort of sharing my point of view, and that's not what I'm looking for. I'm wanting you to have your own opinions, and especially dissenters always get to the front of the line here on this show. But Buster Posey, if you can get that hooked up for me. Buster Posey was talking about, you know, after the workouts, that he's getting back to work. A Major League Baseball player who's earned tens of millions of dollars getting back to work. And here's what Buster Posey was saying.
You know, I think we all just have to be somewhat cautiously optimistic right now. It's just, again, it's such a strange time. I mean, I'm looking at you guys wearing masks on a computer screen right now. I mean, you know, what are we doing? You know, it's like, it's there's that thought. You know, you drive into the city of San Francisco, and I mean, nearly every person you see has got a mask on. And I know it's not the same in all parts of the country, but I think that's a perfect example of the way things have gone.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here? That was the whole point of my first discussion with you today. What are we doing here? Well, Buster, when you leave your mansion, I'm just giving you a heads up. When you head out of your mansion, when you head out of your big houses, and you head out of the bubble of being a guy with millions of dollars in the bank, what those people are doing that you're seeing on the street and what we're doing here is we're working. Because you see, what we're doing here is we're working. And during the entire pandemic, there have been millions of us who have been working. And there were millions that were told, you can't work, so we will literally keep you from having your livelihood. We will shut down your business, shut down your opportunity to make a living, shut down your bar, shut down your restaurant, shut down anything. You're not allowed to. Because this is what we felt at the time was the best tack to take. History will review and see if it was or it wasn't. That's not up to me to do. I have my own personal opinions on it. That's fine. It doesn't mean I'm right. Doesn't mean I'm wrong. But everybody's got their own opinions on it. I'm not trying to change yours. But I am amazed at how tone deaf Major League Baseball players can be. Not all of them. I would not even tell you an overwhelming number. I'm seeing all you people in masks. Like, what are we doing here? What are we even doing here? What are we doing here, Buster? We're working. And while people with millions of dollars in the bank sheltered in place, obediently, followed all the rules, there were people who got up every day and went to work. And those people went to work to make sure that when your family needed something from the supermarket, it was on the shelf. When your family needed to be fed, there was food either available to be cooked or to be delivered to your home. Oh, by the way, that involves the person who actually drove the truck to get the chicken or the beef or the fish to the store. And then it included the guy who then, or lady, that took the items and packaged them up and put them on the shelves. Then it involved the person who was there so somebody could buy the merchandise so they could check it out. You could check it out at the store. Then it involved the person who maybe delivered food to your house. The person who went from the personal business, acquired the food to be prepared. The person who prepared the food. Then the person who packaged up the food. Then the person who delivered the food to you and to anyone else who was sheltered in place. I love the shelter in place stuff. Because what it meant is for someone else to be able to shelter in place and be obedient and follow the rules, which we believed at the time, and some of you still believe, some of you don't. I'm in the mixed bag. I'm going to tell you, I fall somewhere in the middle on a lot of things I do. It involves someone else to put their life at risk. For everybody who says, stay home, every celebrity I saw on Twitter, hi, like this is my TikTok channel, and I want everybody to just stay home. Remember, stay home, save lives, stay home on my TikTok channel. Be sure to subscribe. Here's my Twitter feed. Hey, want you to know, stay home. Everybody stay home. Well, you know what? It's really impossible to stay home for tens of millions of Americans because they won't have a home to go to unless they went to work. So while some vapid amongst us, literally, I could see in one ear and out the other, not everybody had the luxury of staying home. And they've been going to work this entire time. And now it's July and Major League Baseball players are going back to work. And it's as if they're peeking out of a cave waiting to see if Tyrannosaurus Rex or a woolly mammoth is looking to eat them. I assure you this, there isn't a medical professional who was tested as much at their job the entire time of this pandemic as Major League Baseball staff and players will be, according to their mandatory protocols. So no nurses, no doctors, no lab techs ever got to go to work every day with the same assurances of protecting their health as the professional athlete will in the NBA or Major League Baseball. That means also, too, while a millionaire can shelter in place, can send somebody else to buy their groceries or have them delivered to them if they want. Let me give you a little, this might be a little surprising to people. The Keebler elves what was from Harry Potter? What did they have? The little pixies or something? What was in Harry Potter, Anthony? Who were the little elves? Were they elves? What was it? In the Harry Potter books. I don't know. I didn't read them. But they didn't stock the shelves for you. They didn't deliver your food. They didn't drive the trucks to get the products to you that you needed to shelter in place. So excuse me. I don't mean to offend. But if you're peeking out of your mansion in July or late June and going like, oh my God, what are we doing here? What are we even doing here? Everybody's wearing masks. Yes. And those of us who went to work every day of the pandemic, not just frontline workers, bus drivers, cab drivers, city employees, anybody who went to work every single day. They were peeking out of their houses months ago, and many of them never had the luxury of sheltering in place. when you've got millions of dollars in the bank, David Price, you can decide, I don't want to go to work. And guess what? That's your choice. I heard people earlier, even on our own network, saying, you got to applaud David Price for his decision. I do. Why? Because he made a decision that he is financially able to make? I have to applaud that? No, you know who I will applaud? I will applaud the frontline workers in my area. I'll applaud them. I'll applaud the doctors, the nurses, the lab techs, the front desk personnel, the people who keep all that paperwork running. I'll applaud the frontline people that made sure that I had food on the table for my family, that when I went to the store, there was stuff there to buy. I'll applaud them. Excuse me if I don't applaud someone with millions of dollars in the bank deciding that they don't want to go to work because it's their choice. Guess what? That's great. I'm not applauding. I'm not standing and applauding. You can do whatever you wish. And you know why you can do whatever you wish? Because you have financial independence. You don't need to ever throw another pitch. You don't need to go to work. You can decide to take a year off. Americans all over the country, in all walks of life, from all political parties, from all religious groups, of all skin colors, didn't have that choice to make. I don't know how many times I've heard it. I've heard it from media members. You got to applaud David Price. You really have to applaud him. What am I applauding? That someone with complete financial security, who never has to worry about anything for a lifetime and probably for generations of their family, has decided not to go to work? That's their choice. And any player who makes that choice, that's their choice. Let me tell you, tens of millions of baseball fans, the people who buy the tickets, the people who buy the satellite package to watch all the games, the people who buy T-shirts and hats, they had to go to work. My producer on this show, Anthony Pierno, Anthony did not have the choice of whether he wanted to get out of bed, leave his house, and go to work. He had to go to work. Fortunately, I've been financially doing very well in life. But I also couldn't choose to just say, I'm not going to work. Not doing it. I don't want to go to work. Can't do it. I'm not in that position. So please, choose your words carefully, media. You need to applaud these guys that are making the decision not to. Why do I have to applaud it? What am I applauding? What if the frontline worker said it's not worth the risk? What if a third of the nurses in the country said it's not worth the risk? It's not worth the risk of me dying. What if a third of the people who stock the shelves in supermarkets and businesses all over the country, a third of the truck drivers, half of the truck drivers, whatever it is, decided, I'm not taking the risk. I'm not leaving my house. We would have had a much different story of how this thing is handled. And people, the same people that we're supposed to be applauding now, would have been up in arms. Wait a minute. I saw people losing their minds on social media. They couldn't get toilet paper. There's a toilet paper shortage. Where's the toilet paper? How can these companies not have toilet paper available to me? I'm sheltering in place. Okay, well, the factory workers who have to, you know, make that toilet paper and run those production lines, then wrap up your toilet paper, then put it into the truck, then the truck driver's got to bring it to your stores, then the store has to put them on the shelves, then the person has to be there for you to check out to get your toilet paper. People lost their minds over toilet paper. Excuse me if I'm not applauding if a Major League Baseball player with millions of dollars already earned in their life decides, I'm sitting this one out. Again, more than welcome to do it. You are more than welcome to do it. That's your personal choice. But I certainly am not sitting there in a chorus of bobbleheads in the media going, you really got to applaud that. We really have to applaud this decision. No, I don't. No, I don't. And I won't. Phone number, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS, our toll-free line, sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's awesome. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So, what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Looking forward to, I will speak to a Super Bowl champion, Washington Redskin, coming up. Around 20 minutes past the hour. It is still the Redskins' name. And by the way, if we're following journalism, it's still the Redskins' name. So as long as it's the Redskins, they should be referred to as a former Washington Redskins. When they change the name, then you can say former Washington Redskin, now discussing the Washington whatever, diplomats or whatever. He'll join us. And he's Native American. This will be an interesting conversation coming up in just a few here on the show. A lot of people today, though, have gotten in and have shared their thoughts. One of them, a gentleman says to me earlier, he says, I hate when I have to agree with you. I never understand that one. I hate when I have to agree with you. He said, but Major League Baseball loses me, and I'm a big fan. 22-year season ticket holder, this guy, to the Red Sox. He says, but players lose me when they talk about I have to do what's best to protect my family. Now, that's where I'm going to disagree with him. And I sent the gentleman an email back and I said, that's where I disagree with you. If you're making a decision that you feel is best for your family, then you have every right to make that. But again, you're able to make it because you don't have to worry about working for a living. I think it's a little tone deaf. When, what, 38,000 people that fill, how many fills Fenway Park, something like that? When they have to go to work, it just is a little tone deaf. Just saying. All right, coming up, the Redskins' name change. I wonder what it means to a former Redskin who's Native American. I'll find out next. We'll get to the bottom of it. It's the John Kincaid Show. Thanks for joining me on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
Let's take my red, black card and my jewelry. Shawty is cool like the fire. Cool like fire. Somebody call 911.
Uncomfortable radio? It happens from time to time here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you being a part of the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. I tried to remember what number George Stark wore in his career with the Washington Redskins. And I'm an Eagles fan, George, so I'm going to tell you right off the bat. And I remembered somehow, and I don't know why, I remembered your number. I remember.
You are the man.
Never, and I don't know why I did, though. I got to be honest with you, because your Redskins gave me nightmares. I mean, honestly, back in the day, they gave me nightmares. So,
you know, it's funny. Playing the Eagles were always, I think for the most part, we used to beat them. But I think the toughest games we ever played were always up there, you know, always up there. They were always very, very, even when the Eagles weren't a good team when I first came in the league. But the game, I always got beat up the most playing the Eagles.
Did you? But here's the thing is, though, I love that, how you slipped that in there. I think back in the day we used to beat them off. You used to beat them like a drum. I mean, every time the Eagles beat the Redskins now, George, I always go, okay, that's for the Hogs. That's for seeing that's for seeing Joe Gibbs, who, by the way, Joe Gibbs is a guy that when I think of I don't think he ever gets enough praise as being one of the greatest coaches of all time. And his 11 years the first time around with the Redskins, I think it's about as good as it ever gets. How was it being around guys like him?
Well, the thing about Joe Gibbs, the nice thing is, well, first of all, when he came, you know, he came from San Diego. He was, and he, you know, he knew he had Don Coryell up there, and he, you know, he knew they had an all passing offense where he came from, and we really were a running team. And so at first, it didn't start out too well. I think we were 0-5, but then he threw out that offense and he put in a running offense, and then, you know, the rest is history. But so I think his gift, one of his many gifts, is that, you know, he's a guy that could take his personal ego out of the game and make adjustments, you know, on the run. And that's what he did. You know, and he had a, he also, cause he had the Hogs and Riggins and everything, but
well,
so he, you know,
You're the head hog. I mean, let's be honest.
I am. There it is.
George Stark joining us here. You started 146 games in an NFL career. You play an entire career with the Redskins. And obviously, you see the Redskins in the news now. And obviously, people are talking about team change. And you have a Native American background. How did you ever think of it when you were playing for the Redskins? Or was it ever an issue for you?
I didn't think of it. You know, I'm sort of like half black and half Mohawk. And but I didn't grow up, you know, on a reservation or anything. So we have some ancestral lands up in northern New York for sure. But I'd be honest with you, I never really thought about it. The name as the pejorative, which, of course, it is. And so we all look at it differently today. But to be honest with you, I didn't think about it when I was playing.
When you think of the Redskins name now in the current context, when you look at it through a lens of 2020, is it something that you believe has to change, or do you believe?
Absolutely.
So you do believe it has to change?
Absolutely. I think, in today's world, you know, it's just a negative term, you know, and I have personally been in a lot of situations around a lot of Native Americans, or in Canada, they call them the indigenous folks. And I have asked that question specifically. What do they think about the term Redskins? And without a doubt, they don't like it. It's negative. You know, it's not a happy thing.
Now, when you think of the team name and what it's meant to its history, do you think in any way it will negatively impact the history of what you guys had a great run? And there were many, many proud moments. It's been a while for the Redskins. But do you think that that then affects their history or not?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, we're all big. You know, times change. Circumstances change. The past is the past. You can't change the past. The past is what it is. And so the glory that's associated with the team and the name at that time, that'll never change. You know, but in today's world, you simply can't have that name. But that doesn't take anything away from the glory. You know, I was there for all of the glory years, all of them. My rookie year was 1972. That's a year the Redskins went to the Super Bowl and lost to Miami. I've always been associated with the Redskins' glory, but that doesn't mean that, you know, the name has just simply got to change. I mean, it doesn't change the past.
When you when I'm looking at your career, George, I just think you were born way too early. Because can you imagine just being able to play and be healthy enough to play 156 games in the National Football League on the offensive line? Like, you wouldn't be getting up on Sunday morning talking to me. You'd be counting your money still from last night.
Yeah, you know, you're right. That and in addition to that, you know, the Hogs had such a great run.
Yes.
That today, and the nice thing about that was, you know, we were all close. We were close off the field and on the field. And today, the game is different. You know, football today is more corporate. And so, if number one, you probably never keep, you know, seven guys who play like that together. You know, that the agent would say, you know, so and so is going to offer you more money to go different. You could never keep seven guys together that long and have the run the Hogs had, you know. The game is just different. It's, you know, guys are individuals today. They're like individual corporations. The linemen, so you just couldn't do it. So it's nice to be able to say that I was part of that, that's for sure.
What does retirement hold for you? Or are you even retired? I mean, I know it looks like you could still play.
I don't think so. But I live with my family in Beverly Hills, and I'm a writer. And I have written, since you asked me, a TV series based on the Hogs.
Really?
I wrote a TV series based on John Riggins and the Hogs. Because we did a lot of unique stuff that no one's ever done before or will ever do again. And I decided it was unique enough to write about it. That's what I'm a writer. And so I wrote it. I'm in the process of trying to pitch it to someone that'll help turn it into a TV series called
I love that.
Hog Heaven. Hog Heaven.
Hog Heaven. love that, George. That's awesome. George, I appreciate you getting up so early with me this morning.
You got it, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
She says we gotta hold on to what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. We got each other, and that's a lot more love. We'll give it a
welcome
shot.
Back to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hopefully you're giving the show a shot. If you're getting the fourth hour and you don't normally get the fourth hour, you can always beg for it. I've been married 18 years on Tuesday. I know that sometimes you have to beg for it. You know, for what you want. Get your mind out of the gutter, would you? Please. Anthony, can you believe Christina's lasted 18 years?
How the hell did she put up with you for all these years?
And hasn't killed me? So, the anniversary gift, is that worth sharing on the air? I guess it would be good to have it on the record in case the 2020 episode ever came out.
So then we'll know where we should look first.
The documentary of things. Yes, the 18th, I don't know if the 18th anniversary is firearm or not, legal firearm, but... I love my wife. She's a wonderful lady. And she likes me most of the time. She really does. Most of the time, she likes me. Look forward to our anniversary dinner tonight. So some semblance of normalcy. I want to get to as many phone calls as we can in the end here. A lot of you have jumped on board, and I appreciate it. 855-212-4CBS. Leslie joins us in Alabama. How are you, Leslie?
Thank you for taking my call. Happy anniversary. I got
thank
two
you.
Quick points. The first one is about the Skins, and the other one is about Cam. I'm going to start with Cam. I think it's really a smart move on the part of the Patriots to make that acquisition. The only variable I see is his durability. But other than that, I think it's a smart move.
Yeah, it's a low-risk move. The amount you have to pay him to, why wouldn't you do this move?
Amen. Now, we know he's a diva, but he's not destructive, you know?
No, he's not.
Right. Okay, so with regard to the Skins, I completely concur with your interview individual that you just had on.
Right.
But guess what? That's the bitter part of it. The sweet part of it is I came up with the name. Can I
What's
please
the name?
Tell
yeah,
you
what is it?
What it is?
What is it?
Okay, the new name's going to be the Washington Minutemen.
The Minutemen, it doesn't roll off the tongue to me.
Oh, but think about it. As a really
I'll
good
think about it.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
Thanks
Leslie,
for taking my
have
call.
A great day. Appreciate
you too.
It.
Bye-bye.
Minutemen doesn't roll off the tongue to me. Anthony, am I short-sighted there?
No, the Washington Generals maybe, some military
no,
name.
No, it can't be the Generals, even though the Redskins have played like the Washington Generals for a generation now. Lenny in Brooklyn joins us. Lenny from Brooklyn, how are you, buddy?
Hey, John, how are you? First time caller.
I'm doing well. What's going on, Lenny?
Well, I'm a little frustrated by all this, you know, team name changing stuff because I'm a progressive, I'm a liberal.
Okay.
And I am sick and tired of people thinking I'm for this. I am like totally against it. I hate PC stuff, and you know, I hate this. I'm a 50 year Chief fan, and they've
okay.
not changed one letter of that team's name.
Well, is that though? Is it now? What I'm going to ask you is that does it not affect you because of the fact that your favorite team you don't want to have your favorite team's name changed?
Well, I don't want any of these teams' names changed because the history. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them.
Okay. I mean, I get you, and I appreciate it, Lenny, that you feel that way. I mean, I absolutely appreciate it. What I'm telling you is if the name changes, it means nothing to me. I don't care. But to me, I really wish people spent half the energy that they spend on innocuous pursuits like changing the Redskins' name as they would about actually issues that could help children and neighborhoods in our country. But we're not there yet. People aren't smart enough to get there yet. Mitch in New Jersey joins us. Mitch, where are you in New Jersey, buddy?
Hoi, John. Happy anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you, buddy. Where are you in New Jersey, Mitch?
East Windsor.
Oh, East Windsor. Okay, very good.
Yeah, exit 8.
Sure.
I got 9 more years in you, so you got a little catching up to do. I'm just joking. It's going too fast. Take your time.
I'm a Philly guy, so I'm all right. What's going on?
Yeah, I know you're like, oh, you're Philly. Sorry about the Braves. I'm disappointed. I saw Felix and Anderson. They're not going to play. I'm shocked at the Seattle left him, but that was a good pickup. But he's not going to
play. Yeah, the only thing is, though, did you see Felix Hernandez when he reported?
Don't tell me he looks like Sandoval. Pablo Sandoval looks like
hey. I'll just use that as a clue. What was the Snuffleupagus music? I'm trying to think of, you know, look, some guys obviously spent the time not exactly working out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he.
That's a shame.
I guess he didn't have any room for cardio in his mansion.
That could very well be.
First, before the David Price, with Washington, I'd like to see Washington Senators. Love the Senator name, or DC Express, if they move back near RFK.
DC, the only thing is that, and I appreciate it, got to run. DC Express sounds like an MLS team. No. I do like the Senators. I do like that. That's got a baseball feel, though. Sabah in North Carolina joins us. Hi, Sabah.
Hello there, sir. I'm going to apologize ahead of time. I overslept, so I missed.
You did well. You know the radio.com app.
No, I did.
Allows you to go back, right? So there you go.
Yeah, I've been listening from the very beginning. But if I kept forwarding the commercials, I would have not gotten to you in time. You know,
absolutely.
The show would have been over.
That's great.
So, happy anniversary, first of all.
Thank you very much.
Obviously, I don't want my Redskins name to change because I see it as an honor. Like when I tell you to go break your leg before you go on stage, do I really want you to break your leg?
No, you really don't.
Language evolves. And FedEx and Nike that are all about, you know, being woke and we'll not, you know, sponsor you unless you, you change the name. They're certainly okay. Nike and FedEx. I hope I said that right. But they're so okay with having Hooters right there.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought that was, Hooters
look,
go first.
It's the way
Yale
it works. It's the way. Look, as I say, Sabah, there are so many ways that we could help neighborhoods, help communities, that we could be spending this time doing real things that help real kids, that help real neighborhoods.
This is fluff stuff.
It's fluff stuff, and more importantly, people can address this in 280 characters and try to do the cancel culture on it instead of actually doing the work. Like, imagine if we put this much, if we put half the attention on improving our city schools.
That's not what they want. The people who want the name changes, they don't care about city schools.
No, they don't care about that because that's a real issue, and that requires work. That requires work.
Now, and our name probably should just be the Fall Guys. Washington Fall Guys. Because
guess
exactly
what? What did I tell you about Ron Rivera coming in? What did I tell you?
You said that was a good thing and an adult was in the room.
And so what I'm saying to you is that you have an adult in the room, and I'm telling you, Ron Rivera is going to bring you some better days. I don't know if he's bringing you a Super Bowl, but he's bringing you better days than you've enjoyed.
So what if after the research they show that the Native Americans are all 98% for
I hope
the name
they
name?
Have. I hope they have. I hope they have the character and the fortitude to not fold.
And I think the NFL will put pressure because the corporation.
I would say, and I would hope they'd have the character and the fortitude to not fold. Thanks, thank you, babe. I'll talk to you a little bit later. There is my lady. She is a lady who brings it every single week. And every single week, I mean, she brings so much to the table every single week. And this Redskins topic for her, Anthony, she cares about the Redskins deeply.
That she does.
But she brings a very measured perspective. But I'm not going to stand her doubting Ron Rivera. I'm not going to allow her to doubt her. She can't doubt Ron. I think the Redskins got an adult in the room, and I think he's a really good hire. And I think you're going to see a better product week in, week out of the Redskins. And I will call them the Redskins as long as they're the Redskins. And when they change their name, I will not be one of those idiots. There will be idiots in the media who will say, I will continue to call them the Redskins. I'm not changing their name to whatever. I'll call them the Redskins as long as they're the Redskins, and then I will call them whatever they are after they change their name, not before. Bob in Kentucky joins us. Bob, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning, John. How you doing?
Glad to have you on the show, Bob. What's going on, brother?
Well, I've got an angle of baseball season that I have not heard anyone talk about yet.
What's that?
If we say 97 wins get you in the playoffs, correct?
Okay.
Regular season.
Yes.
I ratio that out. You have to get 35 wins in a 60-game schedule. You got to go 35 and 25.
35 and 25 would pretty much guarantee you'd be in, I would imagine,
okay,
this year.
Now, we also say regular season, everybody's going to win 40. Everybody's going to lose 40.
Right.
And it depends on those other 80, right?
Yes. This year, by this year, you say everybody's going to win 15, everybody's going to lose 15.
Or everybody's going to win 20, everybody's going to lose 20.
Yeah, you could say that, sure.
That only gives you 5 games to play with if you're going to get you 35 wins.
It does. And it's going to be, look, this is I can't wait to watch how this game is managed, how it's managed, how it's attacked. This is going to be fun to watch. I can't wait. I'm so excited for baseball to be back. Can't wait. All right, let me give you a closing argument. I haven't been doing this the last few weeks, but let me give you a closing argument.
You had your say. Now John has his closing arguments here on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We've had a lot of interesting discussions about today. Sanitizing of history, sanitizing of names. Funny, and you can go on social media and do it yourself. Some of the same people who were saying, take down that statue, we can't have this around anymore, are the same people who were saying, oh, look what we're doing as a family. We're sitting down and watching Hamilton. Yeah, Hamilton. I figure people slept through history class. Spoiler alert. I sent out the tweet earlier where the Harvard law professor will take you through it. That was a piece of fiction about Alexander Hamilton. It was very entertaining, and you probably enjoyed it. You may even have paid $400 a ticket for it. But it wasn't history. And if we're worried about if people want to change Mount Rushmore, because some of these presidents own slaves, do your research on Alexander Hamilton. And I probably figure that you wouldn't be celebrating the night before the 4th of July. Wow, we're going to sit down and watch Hamilton. I just wish people spent as much time learning our history as they do espousing on it and realizing that musicals are fiction and history is real. And with the Redskins, if you want to change the name, as I said, I don't care. I'm not a Redskin fan. You go change the name, call them whatever they are. But imagine if we spent just half the energy that we do talking about, discussing and debating whether the Redskins should change their name. Imagine if we put that kind of energy to making real change in our neighborhoods, our communities, our cities. Maybe improving education would be a great idea, because it's something that everybody seems to be. We're all united on that, right? Left, right, center. You're all united on that. Get united. Do something that matters. I'll sleep through your next diatribe on the Redskins. Oh, and by the way, for the NFL, for the NBA, all the coaches that are very, very woke, if you're silent on Nike and their business practices, if you're silent on how your business makes money in China, if you're not worried about the human rights of people in Hong Kong, I don't really need to hear your lectures about this country either. So let's open up. Let's worry about a global mission. These sports, Nike has got a dirty laundry list. And somehow they're like the beacon of hope in this whole story about the Redskins name change. Give me a break. By the way, I would go with for the Washington Redskins if they were going to change the name and somebody asked me about it. I do sort of like that Washington Senators thing. The Red Tails looked really cool, though. If you're talking about gear and everything, it looked really cool. And I appreciate you being a part of the show. I appreciate you and your loyalty to this program and everybody that is around it. We really do love you. Tony Pierno is where you find my producer on Twitter, Anthony Pierno. He does an amazing job, and I appreciate him, especially during this whole pandemic. Buster Posey, what are we even doing here? Well, you know what we're doing? We're working. And those of us who have to earn a living, we're working. Thankfully, there's enough people out there still working. Because we have to. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Sunday right here on the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.